You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Sorry. As Candy's coming late, we had people last week. I had on actually a very good show last week. So it's lucky, you know, because I have to. Well, when you do radio, you gotta do your research, and you have to be able to. But those that make it. Those who don't.
Exactly.
Well, no jobs. No jobs.
I know.
And then they'll ask me. I say, no, she's not ready. You know, I'm being honest. You know, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. You know, because you got to be ready. Because so when you come here, people are expecting you to be the expert.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not the expert, then you can't do radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know? See, I tell people on the air, because people ask me how to be successful. You got to do your homework. You got to show up. You got to call people. And I'm glad Candy's here, because she needs to hear this. And no more. If she doesn't, adios.
Boom.
Well, that's the way it is.
My boss.
Well, that's it. That's it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because I have a lady that will take over.
I know.
Right away. And you just got to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're thinking you're not putting any effort, someone will take over.
Yeah. That's the way Hollywood
Brooklyn,
is, too.
Brooklyn will come in. I'm going to talk with Brooklyn. She wants to take over. So I'm just saying, people
her.
Come in, you know.
I don't know.
Anyway, I wanted to give some headlines. Mm-hmm. They had about Trump's economic turnaround. I see the numbers at 4.1, but it doesn't really affect me. Mm-hmm. But I don't see many people getting jobs. I think it's just a way to show what he's doing. But I don't see anything on the taxes. I was in Mexico a week ago, and I can tell you, Mexico's going very strong. They don't need him.
I know.
And I noticed there are Chinese military in Mexico.
Yes.
And that's not coincidence. The Chinese will protect Mexico in case Trump gets crazy.
Yeah.
They'll take him out.
Oh, I know. They want to impeach him anyways. He's done a lot of things, and he's having affairs. Supposedly, so.
Well, no, we're going to talk about that tonight.
Okay.
And, you know, about his economy claims.
Yes.
Are they real or not? I don't think they're real. I think we never had a president so disorganized, distasteful. It's all about him, not about anybody else.
Well, yeah, because he's into business. I mean, he was never a politician. You remember that. So
well, he'll
be
gone.
Not made for it. I that's my opinion.
Why I supported Hillary.
Yeah.
I was disappointed because Hillary was bad too when she ran. But we need someone solid to run against him. And they'll go in, because people do not. I've noticed with the Russia thing with phony. Why go to why have a thing with Russia when you're not even organized? So it doesn't make sense.
And then North Korea also.
Well, North Korea he went, but it was mostly
you don't want war with
composure, them, composure. You're just showing them what he's doing. But you know, people want to see action.
Yeah.
You don't see action.
You know,
it's like anything. Well, that's right. And that's what people have to do. And then you have another thing going on with his attorney Cohen, who took photographs of all these women and the Playboy bunny.
Bunny, yeah.
And he, believe me, he's behind all of it. And I knew it, because who's going to hide that information? And I think if it goes like it is, I see impeachment pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
if they find evidence, I mean, they went inside the office of Cohen and they got evidence, or they say supposedly.
Yeah, I think he's going to be gone.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling, because usually a president that lies like that, he lies. Everything he talks about is a lie.
Yeah.
And you're president of the United States. You think you have a brain to say, you know, I need to stop lying.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, his son gets involved. He's an idiot, Don Jr. And he's dating the gal from Fox. And you know what? Bad karma.
Wow.
Bad karma for her.
Yeah.
Because when you date someone slimy like that, you're going to get slimy back.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel sorry for her. She's Latina. She's a Puerto Rican.
Okay.
But she had a good guy. She left him. This guy, Trump Jr., is going to screw her. Big time.
Wow.
So, you know, that's been in the news.
I just feel sorry for Trump, what's going to happen to him. I mean, if it is true. If it is true, and he has three kids, I mean, then what's his wife going to, oh my gosh, she's going to have a big lawsuit, adultery, child support.
And the wife is like an idiot. You know, I think she I think she should tell him, you know what? See, when you have a marriage, you got to have a partnership, as you know. And the thing is, he's a president. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be and the Christians support him, which is phony.
Yes.
You know, the Christian right's going to suffer a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because people can say, "Who you supported this idiot? Why?" Mm-hmm. And also, with Trump, I noticed on the news, he wants to ban the media. He doesn't want us going in there. In fact, a reporter, Caitlin Collins from CNN, was banned. She wanted to ask him questions. And it's becoming really like he wants to get rid of the right to ask. You know, the reporters got the right to ask.
Yeah.
It's not for him to tell them not to ask.
Yeah.
Also, what I was going to mention, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news about Mueller. And they were at an airport, Mueller and Trump Jr. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
They're near each other.
Yep.
That's going to come out.
I read all about Trump.
And then we say our prayers for, there's three fires going on.
I know. The last time I heard on the news was 11,500 acres down. And,
right.
Oh, my God.
Where is that? Which one is that?
That was in Riverside.
Yeah, the one in Riverside is killing people. And the one in, they have one in Northern California where they already two fatalities.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just sad when you have this fire. And I think the one up in, up in Humboldt, someone started.
Yeah.
That's why I say.
Yeah, because they arrest him for arson. I think three counts of arson. Yeah.
And people out there, you know, when you see these fires and what could happen, it's just horrible. The whole town is destroyed. And not only that, it's just what it does. Even though you're allowed to build, but when you lose memories like pictures and things that you have during a fire, very hard to replace them.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, if people are out there, we want to take some live calls. So 323-203-0815. If you're calling from London, England, 323-203-0815. You're calling from Tijuana, Mexico, 323-203-0815. And also Mexico, I was really surprised. Did you go over the border?
No. I mean, it was about the one where they hostage all the kids and they're raping them? Is it that?
No, no, I went over the border.
Oh, no, no.
You know, to go over.
No.
Mexican borders changed. Okay. And not only that, I think both ends, the U.S. border was not bad going back. But the Mexican border, going to Mexico, they modernized Tijuana.
Oh, wow.
Avenida de Revolucion.
I never been to Tijuana.
Why go? You know, I had to go for my medicine.
Yeah.
Because my medicine,
they
wanted to hear
over
about
there.
A couple thousand versus 400.
Yeah.
So I'd rather pay the 400 than a couple thousand. But Mexico was okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I go, I'm going to stay maybe in Tijuana.
Yeah.
Clean my car out, and then when I go back, that's what I do.
Clean my car out.
Well, because you know what it is?
Yeah.
You know, it's silly to walk over the border.
Yeah.
I won't do that again. I pay for the insurance, you know, when you go over.
Yeah.
But Mexico, I had a good time. I had my teeth done, you know. It looks
nice.
It looks nice. Yeah, and we'll go back in a couple months. You'll do it again.
Yeah.
And it was $80. It was like cheap.
Oh, yeah. Right here, it'd be like $3,000 probably.
Yeah, they like charge so much.
And,
see, the problem in America is we got to go back to where it used to be. If it gets too high, people can't afford it. So they'll go to Mexico anyway. And it's too crazy. And I understand there was a good review of Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. I didn't see it. I heard it's a very good movie. And I hear there was a couple others came out.
The Purge. I just saw that today.
Which one?
The Purge.
Oh, was it good?
It was really good. I loved
Who's
it.
Who's in that?
You know what? I didn't know. I didn't even recognize the actors, actually. So I don't even know who they were. Like, they were new to me. Yeah. But it was interesting. Like, I don't know. I guess the next Purge, probably is going to make like the whole United States. They're going to make the Purge. But this one was just one island. So the next one, it looks like at the end, they said, well, how about United States? So
Can
you imagine the whole United States?
Well, you know, I'll have to see
And
it.
I think, like, we're going to be like the Purge.
Well, like, we got to see, you know, with the economy going the way it is.
It is, yeah.
And things happen. Yeah, you know, people want a better life.
But at the end, it was about this guy who actually came, brought militaries and Nazis. Yeah, all white power against the poor and the low income. So
that's
they try to
it's
kill them off.
Now.
Yeah.
And the sad part with the white power and the people like that, they have too much influence, mm-hmm. right? As you know, it's just bad, and because of Trump.
Yeah,
I think if Trump was the president, any other, we wouldn't hear from them.
Yeah,
and be quiet. But because of what happened, mm-hmm. it's become a problem.
Yeah,
you know.
It's true.
And what else I was going to mention? A couple other things.
Halloween's coming out.
Halloween's not till.
I know. Wow. It's the August. Movie.
Oh, the movie Halloween.
Yes.
When is it coming out?
It comes out in October.
Oh, so we got a whole couple
time going like this.
We got a couple months there.
We're already in August.
Yeah.
My birthday's coming up.
Well, we'll see if you show up. We'll see. Yeah. Anyway, another thing I was going to mention mm-hmm. is that there was a bounty on a dog. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Someone put a bounty, $70,000, to kill a dog.
Are you serious?
The dog was sniffing drugs at the border. It was gang.
It has to be mafia or gang or
gang
cartel.
Activity. Yeah.
Because who pays $70,000?
And then Omarosa is going to write a book about Trump.
Oh, my God.
We knew that was going to happen.
Yes, of
That's
course.
Coming out. And then U.S. and allies look to protect shipping because he did a whole thing. And there's no... tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
Tariffs mean prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
He's hurting the economy. And that's why I think once we get a solution for him, bye-bye, you know.
We need to impeach him.
Well,
that's
we'll
my
see.
Opinion.
We'll see. It's very tough.
Yeah.
Because you got to get the Republican Party to vote. If they don't vote to impeach him, you got problems.
Mm, and then big problems around the world.
Oh, yeah. It's just
it's
too crazy.
It's getting worse.
And then today... At baseball, there was a lot of trades going on. People are moving, this time of season because mm-hmm. of the, baseball trades. People are moving. And I noticed Dodgers got, Mario Machado mm-hmm. last week. And a lot of teams, you're going to see a lot of shakeup. And then, of course, last week was the horrible thing at Trader Joe's.
Oh, I saw that. All the shooting. I think the shooting, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I saw that.
And it's just horrible because you go to the market, you never
know.
And now Trader Joe's now is going to have more security.
Yeah.
Outside, inside, all over, and to stop it. Because, people are trying to buy their food. Mm-hmm. And, and basically that's what's happening.
I saw this one guy on Facebook, and he was robbing, and there's a cell phone company, and there were three women and a baby.
Uh-huh.
So they went out the front door while he was going around the counter and stealing the money and everything, and they shut the door, and it was bulletproof. So when they shut the door, the cops came because they actually trapped him in there. So he couldn't come out. So
well, yeah, that was crazy.
They arrested him.
That's crazy. But,
shooting.
Those situations, you don't know.
Exactly,
see,
right?
See, he didn't know. He thought
smart women, though.
Women were smart. But you don't know. And then Amazon had a great quarter.
Mm-hmm.
The products are doing well. And then Apple's had some so-so situation. Then Tesla,
wow.
Their car has been so-so results.
Yeah.
And, there's new cars coming out. We're going to have the Chinese car coming out soon.
Oh.
It's a four-wheel drive. It's very nice.
Uh-huh.
It's coming out. So are your guests coming?
Yeah,
studio? Yeah, no more of that because
I know.
It just wrecks up the whole...
Oh, be there in a minute, she said. See?
Huh?
Be there in a minute.
Yeah, no more. Because you know what it does?
I keep telling them not to come late. And then Shannon told me
she'd
bring
two. Yeah,
well,
I'll say something.
She told me she'd bring two. I'm like, okay, then I'll just bring two.
Well, no, you they don't understand what it is when you do a professional show. Because you got to be here on time. It's not good for them.
Exactly.
It doesn't make them look good. Especially when we're doing... Hey, you see the romance of Nick Jonas?
Yes, with the Australian. Laka
Chopra?
Yeah, she's 30.
I don't like
celebrate
her.
Celebrate her 36th birthday.
Yeah, he who?
His girlfriend.
Oh, she's 30. How old is he?
He's only 25.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to work. I have to, because I don't like her for some reason.
There's something about her.
Well, yeah.
Kate Hudson was like, she's 40.
Yeah.
She's 25, right? But I guess she was saying that they broke up because she felt like he wasn't ready into the marriage because she has children, right? So I guess
he's
found this girl.
And this woman, it's not the right mix.
Yeah.
Because she...
I don't know too much
She's
about
not nice. I've seen her interviewed. And not it's just not that, but she went to Israel and took pictures of Holocaust. Crazy stuff.
Wow.
I don't want to be bothered because she sounds like she's very stupid in the mind.
Yeah.
Because who would
no
think
knowledge.
That way? So Nick Jonas, I thought he was married.
No, he's been dating off and on for about every 2 years, then he stops, right. And then another 2 years, and he stops. But he's engaged after like 2 months.
So he's not serious?
No. I mean, he's engaged how many times? I think like 4 or 5 times.
Well, look at you know, what about Demi Lovato?
Oh, I haven't heard about her, but I just heard that.
She's getting the help she needs. You know, she's a heroin.
Oh, that's right. The one that overdosed on heroin.
Yeah.
They had given her some kind of medication. They said only overdose heroin people can have it. And she's saying that she claims that she didn't overdose on heroin. But obviously, if they give that medication to bring you back alive.
Right. But the thing is, why is she on heroin?
Exactly. Because she was partying all night, supposedly, in the club.
She's only, how old is she?
She's only 21, I think. Is it
21? No, she's older than that.
She's older?
Yeah. But the thing is, it's sad because you never think a star like that
would
down
do something like that. Well, she made that one song sober. She was telling everybody.
Yeah, well, a lot of people out there are not, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, they had a thing about the Kardashians, the sister.
Kylie?
That black, no, the black.
Which one?
NBA star. The married. He had kids by him. And he's not, he doesn't
Chloe.
Even want her.
Are you talking about Chloe?
Chloe's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you go with a guy that you know is not a marriage material? He's going to sleep around, which he has.
Yes, he has. It has been proven.
Yeah, she has to say adios to him.
You know what? I don't know. I think it's... I have no idea.
No, if you had a guy doing that to you...
No, I wouldn't. I'm the type of person, if you cheat on me once, and that's it, you're gone. You're
right.
Done. That's it. I don't care how many years
right.
You've been together.
And she should know, because she's got so much money, assets. She that's why I don't think they're that smart.
Yeah.
Because why would you do that when you know this NBA player... He sounds like he's very immature.
Mm-hmm.
And even the kid, the baby, you notice you haven't seen too much of her.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't seen him.
And also, the other one is immature, too. The sister.
With Kylie?
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly she's having a lot of people pay her money, so she can be the first billionaire, youngest.
Yeah, but even if she's a billionaire, she's not
celebrity.
Happy with her life.
Yeah.
And then her father is, you know, a she-male.
Yeah.
So what, you know.
Oh,
and the father's,
God.
You know, the father's going to marry a 21-year-old transsexual.
Yeah.
I can't understand. That
it's
goes beyond.
It's crazy the way it's crazy.
He went crazy about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And now he's marrying this young girl, and I don't know if that's going to last, because why would she want to marry, he's almost 70.
Yeah.
Why? He's no Bruce Jenner no more.
I guess because the money.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the money.
I know. He's losing money, actually.
No, he had that show on, was he? Mm-hmm. It was the dumbest show. And all these transsexuals, and none of them have personality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're all dry.
Yeah.
And then he's not the most exciting person in the world. And I knew it wasn't going to last. And that's a crazy.
Yeah.
That's a whole crazy thing. And the mother has this boyfriend. The guy in the Kardashian. So anyway, what's that? So how's your girl coming?
She's already here.
She is?
Yeah, I told her to come up for 4.
Yeah, have her come in. You may want to get her.
Okay.
So that way we know she's coming in. Anyway, we have a special guest. And normally we don't do it as a break in the show, but she's going to come in, talk about her acting career, and then we'll have her... talk about her acting career. Also, another thing, we're going to be having our trip to Sedona soon. We'll let you know. We're going to be going to Sedona and then hopefully going to, New Mexico. And that'll be before summer. And then, you know, wintertime we're here. And because, you know, the wintertime, it gets a little hard to travel. And a lot of these places that we're going to are very hard to reach during the wintertime. Because of the weather and everything. But we're going to be traveling. I wanted to thank the people at the Holiday Inn Express in San Diego. They were very nice. They made sure that everything worked out for me to go to Mexico, so which is good. And what we're going to do is we're going to travel maybe to Rosarito Beach, maybe this year or next year. So we're going to let you guys know. You can call us. We'll do a show about Rosarito Beach. It's really nice. They have those lobsters, langostinos. So we'll toast to that. And one other thing I was going to mention, you know, Jose Escamilla, people have been asking me. It doesn't look good for Jose. He's at not a good place in his life right now. He's like a vegetable. And all we're going to say is that we just hope for the best for him. And it's just a horrible situation that got worse. And then Danny, people ask me about Danny Cruz. We haven't heard too much from Danny. Danny's doing his thing. God bless him. And, you know, let him move on. And then other news I want to talk about, Avenatti, the attorney for Stormy Daniels, says the president secretly paid off other people. So we're going to know, it's coming out. So is this the young lady that's the actress?
Yes.
Come on in. It's kind of different because we usually have you come early. I tell her. I give her a hard time because you need to know when you're interviewing.
Jeanne Mack.
So yes. Tell us about yourself. What's your name?
I'm Jeanne Mack.
Jeanne Mack. Okay.
Yes.
Tell us about your acting career.
Where do I begin? Let's see. I've been an actress for quite some time.
Okay.
And a film actress, television, started in stage acting. And,
okay.
And I'm also a musician, and I run a foundation for endangered animals.
So that's all? No, I'm just kidding. So now, where are you from? You from out here?
I'm originally from Michigan.
Michigan, yep. Where? Mm-hmm. What part?
A very small town called Romeo, about 40 miles north of Detroit.
Romeo.
Yes.
You're near Kid Rock area.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Kid Rock makes his beer.
Oh, yeah.
right by CIA. I know these little tidbits. So tell us, you're from Michigan. How'd you get into acting? Tell us.
My mother was a theater director and actress, so I kind of grew up pretty much doing plays from the time I was five, because my mother was a director and very passionate about it and always reading Shakespeare and things to me. So I think it was kind of her doing, you know, in a sense, that guiding me in that direction, which was great. My father was the opposite, so it was like my mother was the...
Well, some kids
so funny.
From famous actors don't go into acting.
Yeah, that's right.
They're totally
that's
like... Right. I was listening to the Osbournes. You know, they have a series.
Yes.
Where they're traveling.
Yes.
And Jack Osbourne is different than the dad.
Oh, yes.
Because he's straight. He's got his life together. And while Ozzy is like drugged up. But the daughter is, she was in rehab.
Yep.
And yet she's getting her act together. So now, you know, you're from a small town in Michigan. You get into acting. So tell us about the process.
I went from Michigan to NYU when I was 17.
Oh,
so
going New York
there,
University?
New York, yeah. And I lived there for a few years, and I still love New York very much. I feel like my spirit's very much in New York.
Yeah, I bet you, did you have those jobs, those waitress jobs?
Oh, yeah.
In New York?
Waitress and you know, what do you call it? Like the girls that carry the cocktails around. And
right.
That's what they do.
You're starting out. And you know, it's funny because... In New York, it's mostly Broadway.
Yes.
So tell us about Broadway. What do you think about Broadway?
I love Broadway. I mean, again, my mother would always, you know, always champion the theater. So she was a big advocate of taking me to see theater and plays from the time I was a kid. I mean, we used to go to Toronto, even being in Michigan.
Oh, Canada. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they had fantastic theater there. So when I moved to New York, it was just a natural thing. And they have so much great theater out there. I mean, it's just...
Well, they have underground theater.
Yeah,
they have,
absolutely.
They have all these...
Yes.
If you go to New York, you got to go to an underground theater.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're
going to take the show, hopefully, in the wintertime. We're going to go back in New York
because
we travel. We like to take the show travel. But tell us, now you told us about, you're from Michigan, you went to NYU. What did you learn from NYU? What did it teach you?
Well, I mean, it was an interesting thing because I grew up in a very rural kind of farmland area.
Okay.
And then I went straight from there at 17 to New York. So it was a totally different world.
Right.
It taught me a lot about being independent and being on my own and learning survival skills like that.
Right.
But it was also, it's a sensory overload. You know, when you're young and your eyes are wide open and you're just like taking it all in, it taught me so much about just like all their cultures. And living in a city that's like so full of energy and never literally
never closes. Sleep.
Never closes. No,
yeah.
It's amazing. It really is. So it got me. I mean, it was the natural thing for me. I think I've always been like that inside anyway. But I felt like it taught me a lot about being independent and also appreciation for the arts, because New York is a city that appreciates
the arts are a big part of the city. Now,
absolutely.
Tell us about now, you know, when you get into the theater. Mm-hmm. It's different than a film actress because there's so many different things. So what was your first role?
In theater, my mom gave me a role as a little girl in Homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
They did the play The Homecoming, which is a classic.
Oh,
it's a beautiful play.
What did you do in back east? What did you do in like an and college and stuff?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we did everything from Beirut, which is a really edgy post-AIDS type of, you know, play.
Oh, by the way, the show is being on Facebook, so you don't have to worry.
We're on
Facebook. Yeah, I figured he was filming for something. Yeah, we're already on Facebook.
Yeah, you can take souls too.
That's all right. So I give you a warning. We're already on. Anyway, so now tell us, you told us about the theater.
Yeah.
So you lived in New York for how long?
From my college time in college, BA, for 4 years then. Yeah,
and then where did you go from there?
I came to L.A. from there.
Oh, people stay in New York for get more in the Broadway.
Yes.
And then they'll come to L.A. So tell us, what do you think of L.A.?
Well, I mean, L.A., again, is a great city as far as, like, diversity and it's so different than New York. I mean, they're both huge cities, but, I mean, you know, of course, L.A. has always had that mystical vibe about it, you know, growing up watching about Hollywood and the whole thing. And L.A. for me was hard to get adjusted to because in New York, it's more what you see is what you get, and here you go, it's kind of the opposite. So,
well, L.A. is different because, you know what it is? When you're coming from back east and you come here, because of the motion picture industry, it's different. Because you got to remember when the motion picture industry started, they were all Broadway actors that got on the small screen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you ever read about W.C. Fields and all, they all did vaudeville stage.
That's right. Yep.
So when you go do a film, you're on stage, and have you. Now, have you worked with some named directors right now?
We're working on a film coming up. We're going to shoot in Colombia.
Wonderful.
I can't say too much about it yet. I think
coming attraction.
Coming attraction. Yeah, yes, with an excellent cast and director who I actually have worked with before. I did a film called Blunt Force Trauma in 2015 with Mickey Ward and Frida Pinto and Ryan Kwanten. So that was
When you're doing a film, for example, you have a wonderful, I call it art piece because it's getting you out there.
Yes.
How do you approach it versus the theater?
Oh, I think, there's, it's interesting because there is a thing with theater, like we like to rehearse and we like to do it. It's very similar to music, like rehearsing a song. But for film, a lot of times you don't, nowadays especially, you don't get to rehearse with your cast members, usually beforehand too much at all. I mean, unless you're very lucky. So it feels like you kind of come with everything that you want to bring to the table prepared.
Right.
And you kind of have a very short time to work it out.
Right.
With them in front of the camera. It's definitely not as big as theater, as far as acting-wise, the style.
Right.
But I know some of my favorite actual film actors started in the theater. I mean, it's
true.
So many have and had still do plays,
Well, look at, they had Glenn Close.
Yes.
She does Broadway in New York, and she just did a new film that came out. And she says she gets a lot of energy from doing the film.
Yes.
Which is interesting because Mike Douglas the same way.
He did
both. Now, you're working on this new project. Now, tell us about your past stuff that you've done. People can get aware of you.
Yeah, they can have an idea.
Maybe go to Netflix and rent it out.
That's
her.
That's it. The Netflix is always good.
hey, you got to get money somehow, right?
Absolutely. Well, it gives the opportunity for so many projects to get seen, which normally wouldn't, which is great. Let's see. We have Amityville Murders, which is coming out this year still.
Is that the Amityville Horrors?
It's based on
like
the
a remake?
Family. Not a remake.
Okay.
This one's about the original family.
Right,
the DeFeos. So that is coming out this year. That's a horror.
Oh, how nice.
And it's nice and scary. Yeah, supernatural.
I love scary movies.
Scary movies are good. They pay. They pay good.
Oh, yeah.
That's and that's who you get in Amityville? Now, anyone that we know in it?
Let's see. Ily Kazan.
And,
let's see, Bert, oh my gosh, I'm going to be everybody's name.
Yeah, Bert Reynolds.
Yeah, Bert Reynolds. No. I didn't get to work with them, unfortunately, but my role, I worked with the people that played
What
the
do you
family.
Play in that movie?
I play the real estate agent who sold the house to the Lutzes, which was the family that came after. Even though I knew it was haunted, I still sold it.
Now, do you feel the hauntedness yourself?
I tend to believe in that stuff sometimes. I think, something to it.
Well, Amityville Horror, it was
actually
a real thing that happened.
Yes.
And people have seen crazy things at that house.
Yes.
You know, and it's up in New York.
Yeah.
Upstate New York, for people that want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you look up on the internet, Amityville, so many things.
Yeah.
So many people have done the movie, you know, that movie. Yes. Now tell us, so you did that.
Yes.
And you worked with some famous people.
Yes.
What was your other films?
We have one coming out. There's a Lifetime movie coming out called Expectant Mother, which is coming out this year.
Wonderful.
So that'll be fun, a nice Lifetime
movie. That'll also be on probably Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix too, I think.
They come out.
Yep,
so
that one's good.
Tell us about that role. How did you like that one?
That was good. I mean, I get to play a doctor role, so it's always fun. Ooh, I like to play doctors.
She's like, doctor.
Intelligent doctor, like physician, you know, sort of thing. That was really fun. last year, we had a couple action films came out. I'm trying to think of what people might know me from. Doomsday Device, which I think it was called Pandora's Box in other countries.
Yeah, I remember that one.
They kind of changed the name.
What did you play in that one?
I played a witch named Cora.
A witch named Cora, okay.
What
did you do in that one?
I had this box, this evil box that was basically had destruction in it, like Pandora's box. So I'm the only one who knows how to open it. And
things happen.
Yes, and things happen. So it's very cool.
You can by the way, if folks want to buy it or rent it, Netflix has it, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know Amazon does.
Yeah, Amazon, Netflix,
yeah. I'm sure it'll show up at Netflix at some point.
And you've been working, thank God. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. I mean, when it's, you know, like the film projects, but right now also I'm finishing an EP for my music, my band called...
Okay, tell us about your band. So,
yes.
Now, you have, you know, of an actress. We see you on the stage. Mm-hmm. We see you performing.
Yes.
How'd you get into music?
It's funny because my parents are both not musical, but me, from a young age, I always like to bang on drums and kind of make songs up, and so I'd spend a lot of time just by myself playing around, and then when I was...
What kind of music are people...
Gosh, I mean, anything from you know, pop to melodic to ballads to electronica to rock. I love rock. Alternative. I mean, I kind of mix it up. But even jazz sometimes, you know, depending.
Like, you say, how do you have time when you do...
Actually, the music keeps me a bit sane, you know, between projects. I feel like as a you know, actors, a lot of times aren't just one thing. You're a creative person.
Right.
So you need to keep it going in some way and not fixate on one thing too much. So it's good to have your creative energies in other ways.
Now, I had a question regarding the music. So you have a band. What are they called?
We are called Aura Drone.
There you go.
Aura Drone.
Yeah, and we have some videos up on YouTube if you want to check it out. There's quite a few.
Yeah, people can check it out.
Yeah.
Spell it out to people.
A-U-R-A.
A-U-R-A.
D-R-O-N-E.
Okay, you heard that, folks, out there from all over, and get to see you perform.
Yeah.
Now, where are you performing out here?
Well, I have taken a break because I've been doing the EP, but
this
next year, I think in 2019, I'm probably going to get back out there and start performing again and doing. I mean, last year we did some charity events and things like that, but I haven't played like touring in a long time, that sort of thing. So
it's fun when you're touring.
Yeah, when you're at least playing like consecutive shows and staying busy that way. So I think in 2019, maybe I'll look into that. So.
That's cool that you have that diversity where you can go from acting to singing.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you do?
I try to save animals.
Okay, there you go. Howard Stern's wife.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm a big animal lover.
Tell us about your charity.
My foundation is called Defending the Endangered, and I started in 2015 doing a video that we came up with a concept of to help raise awareness about poaching. Which is a big issue now with the species such as lions and you know,
so
rhino.
So you work with the big cats.
Yeah, big cats, rhino, elephants, all of that. But I did a video a couple years back that really shows the goriness and the graphicness. It's not easy to watch. I mean, it's very Saw-like, so it's kind of got that edginess. But it shows what happens to the animals. So I did it as kind of a music video and a PSA. Like,
that's wonderful.
To do
so you did. Now you know about... Wayside up in Sylmar. She lost all her animals during the fire. They had lions and everything.
Oh my God.
See, that one was ready to explode because
that's horrible.
When you put animals like that up in a hilly condition, tragedy's going to happen
That's so heartbreaking.
But what they're doing in Vegas, Palm Springs has a big reserve. You know about that?
I didn't know about that.
Palm Springs has a big animal reserve they're building.
Oh, good.
And they have... the ones that weren't able to go there,
yeah.
and they have lions and everything.
Wow.
You know, and I saw a Siberian lion.
Oh, my God. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you want to mess around with that?
No. It's cute.
Bye-bye.
Big kitties that can take your head off.
Yeah. But you know what? What's interesting when you go, when you see these big animals is that, you know, they're like it's like a little cat.
I know. They have a little side to them. It's a kitty, you know, like a kitty.
They lick you like a cat.
It's incredible. Well, you know, you bring that up. I want to reminds me of this gentleman who runs this foundation that we're actually our next event in September. We're going to raise some money for the Kevin Richardson Foundation.
Oh yeah, okay.
He plays with the lions like big cats. I've never seen somebody literally rolling around with full grown lions and. The man is amazing, you know. I mean, it's just spectacular.
Well, he's like the guys in Vegas.
Yeah.
Siegfried
and Roy.
Yeah, you don't hear much about him.
No,
because one of them is not doing so well.
No, I think ever since that happened, he hasn't done.
Because of the animals. So tell us, what is the biggest misconception we have about taking care of the animals? The big cats.
Big cats. I think that people, the misconception is that I think a lot of people don't realize how bad the poaching issue is and how it's becoming more so because of corruption and everything happening in the certain parts of the world. They think that it's just going to be fine. You know, we're going to be fine. We'll have the lions. But the truth is, it's becoming really more where in 10 years we might not. Even 5 years, we might not.
Well, because in Africa, you have certain areas that are put by the government.
Yes.
Like we had this crazy dentist, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Years ago.
Yep.
There was a dentist.
Cecil the Lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has to stop.
That's
And the brutality. Yep. But also in Africa, they're starting to protect the animals, the reserve.
Yes.
A lot of reserves are forming.
Absolutely.
Now, what can we do? You know, getting back to animals, what could we, we can give money, of course. But you know what would be good? Mm-hmm. If people would have an animal, specify to give for that animal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, like adopt an animal. You adopt a tiger
adopt
or a lion.
Lion.
You get, I think that's great. You know, the other thing that I was told a lot of people that are working with them directly, the animals say, first of all, they need more land. You know, they need more land. But
that's
they
true.
Need, that, you know, there's never enough space. They need more volunteers, too. Like hands-on, people who just want to be there with
or even create, even create a situation where the volunteers are compensated in a way.
Yeah.
There's you can do it. See,
absolutely.
What people don't realize is I went to the one in Malibu. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember Dick Clark.
Yep.
He used to have a wonderful animal thing. Before he died, he had this event at his house. I got to meet him, and a wonderful man, but he would have this event. They raised millions and millions.
Oh, that's great.
And his home in Malibu now, someone took over, not the same. But Dick Clark was into it.
Yeah.
And also Tippi Hedren.
Yeah,
lot of people.
Yes.
Linda Blair.
Yes.
To name a few. Linda Blair I met in Valencia. She has a lot of training,
excellent.
You know, about the wild animals.
Yeah.
Now, are there any animals that you didn't know about before?
I think one that I've fallen in love with that desperately needs help is the pangolin. And a lot of people don't know what a pangolin is.
What is that? I never heard of that.
Oh, my gosh. They're cute. Oh, we can pull up a picture maybe or something. They're the cutest things. They look... they have a...
pangolin.
They look like almost like... Not an armadillo, but they kind of have like a...
Oh, like an armadillo?
But a little version of one, but they're really cute. And unfortunately, they're...
Where are they from? What area?
Africa.
Region?
Africa. I think in Maine. That's the main area they're in.
Now, they're being devoured by what?
They're probably now the most trafficked animal in the world.
Why?
Yeah. They eat them. They eat the skins, everything. It's just... yeah, that little guy.
Oh, that animal?
Yeah. Yeah, they're really neat.
Let's
they're really small and like they're really cool.
They're not big like this?
Yeah, no, they're like this.
How is their skin? Is it rough?
They're like scales. Yeah, like scales. Oh, and then when they get...
They don't bite?
No, when they get scared, they roll in a ball.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, they're kind of...
Cute.
They're defenseless from, poachers, of course, because they don't...
And what we want to do is give your charity so people can donate money?
We could definitely. It's Defending the Endangered. They can go to the website, defendingtheendangered.com, and we have a Facebook page as well. But we're doing an event in September in Monaco with the Better World Forum. Yeah, beautiful.
Monaco's beautiful. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it there.
Do you have any local events?
We are putting one together for the new year, for 2019,
wonderful.
I think.
Yeah, yep. Because you know what it is? A lot. Those play Monaco, great.
Yeah.
You know, you got the kingdom.
Yes.
And he's very active in helping.
Yeah, absolutely. He's
but
our.
You got.
Our
you need
patron.
Some stuff. California.
Yeah.
Where people can meet, have a nice afternoon.
Yeah.
And support the animals.
Yeah, absolutely. We did an event last year, a first one in California, and it was. I mean, it turned out great. We had a, you know, a wonderful band and auction and the whole thing and we.
Well, yeah, Pink, you know, like there's a band like. There's a group, and she's very much into helping the animals. Pink.
Yeah, Pink. Yep, I know. She did a lot of work with PETA before and stuff like that. She's great.
Up in Santa Barbara, she holds things for the animals.
I love it.
You know?
I love it.
And those animals are the one you showed me.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
I was going to ask you about, getting back to your career a little bit, you should do a documentary about...
Yes.
These animals.
Yes, we're talking about it. I mean, that's on the table as well. Yeah, we're going to organize something. We want to film, you know, just a little behind the scenes everything, including the event coming up in September in Monaco, because that's going to be pretty spectacular.
Well, Monaco, you got the royal.
Yes.
He's wonderful. He helps out.
He does.
But what, you know, I don't understand in our crazy, crazy life is why, of how people... would affect animals like the you know, like they do, and it's stupid because animals are like us, you
I know.
Because you see a lot of, like in Africa, you see with the giraffes, you see with the lions, the bear, you know, different groups.
Yeah.
And is that going down, or is it?
I don't know. The UK just voted that animals don't have feelings. I don't understand that.
Who did?
The UK.
Who did?
The UK. The UK, whatever.
You mean England?
Yeah. Over in the UK, they just voted that they decided animals have no feelings.
That's crazy.
They can't consider them. It's crazy.
Well, they had Trump there. I think he had no feelings.
Right.
Probably they thought Trump was the animal. You know?
It's just,
what about government? Is it U.S. government? Are they supportive?
No, lately I don't know. It seems like a battle. Like I don't know what's going on as far as, because I feel like we've had to fight a lot of battles lately, even with the bears and the hibernation and that law where they can go and shoot the cubs.
But what do you
like
think, you know, with this country, and we're going to go talk about the arts, when you have a president that is so out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the arts are very important. Do you think he's supporting the arts?
I don't think he's a big arts supporter that much. He's more finances and business.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I
said. He's not like a Planet Earth kind of guy. Yeah. More, he's more about the, you know, the business and the deal.
And his two kids are poachers.
Yeah, that part is not good.
No, his two sons.
I know. I've seen the pictures of them.
It's horrible. Was it lions?
Lion, elephant too.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
And, by the way, that dentist, he never came back.
Never came back.
You never hear from him again.
He shouldn't.
Yeah, well, you never know with people, you know.
Oh, my God. He's infamous forever. Everybody knows who he is now. It's unbelievable.
Also, now, tell us about... you told us about your music.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you would have a demo so we could play it.
Oh, I didn't think that. But
see, I doubt her. You gotta get more organized.
Organized.
You gotta get music. You know why? Because she's a multi... facet person.
Yeah,
you want to have everything.
That's why I brought her here.
We play her music.
Yeah, of course.
This time.
Of course.
You know, she's learning. She's a rookie.
That's all right.
She's a rookie.
Maybe 4 years.
4 years a rookie. Because you know what it is? You have to be able to, you know, feel the person and have stuff.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about this guy. Is this guy your...
This is a friend.
This is Tyler.
Yeah,
hi, Tyler.
Hello.
He's promoting his cell phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he has a cell phone company or something like that.
No, I work for a film company.
Oh, yeah, he works for a cell phone company.
Cinetel Films.
Okay.
And yeah, they're great. They've been around for what?
40 years almost.
40 years.
Wow.
40 years?
Yeah.
So how'd you both meet?
We've known each other a few years now.
Yeah, for a while.
In New York.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Met at an event. Mm-hmm. Through friends, mm-hmm. It was fun.
So you brought him with you?
Yeah.
There
you go.
Come along, companion.
Companion, huh?
That's all right. That's all right. You like L.A.?
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful here.
Yeah, it's compared to New York, it's different.
I missed the pizza.
Yeah, pizza and what else? Pizza, Chinese food?
Chinese food and the bagels.
Yes, there yes, you go. Yes.
Other than that, it's beautiful here. The people are cool. Traffic is horrible.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
But when it's nice and cool out and the sun drops, it's amazing. I have to drive my beautiful M6 and just tear it up.
Well, today was like 105 out here?
105,
yeah. Oh, see, we're not over.
Where are you guys
at? We're in Beverly Hills.
Oh, so you get the heat, but not as bad. A little
cooler.
Not as bad, no, no. I used to live over in near Northridge, so I know.
Oh, wow.
I know how bad it can get.
I think you guys got smarter. You live in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, you could go down in the canyon further if you can.
Now, also, I understand with SAG, they're trying to do a lot of things to educate the community. You know about that?
A little bit. I'm learning.
SAG is trying to get the people to support the arts.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
great.
I think I was reading in, because I remember, I think we all are. Yeah. You're not yet. You will
almost,
be.
Yeah.
Almost SAG.
Almost there. The camera.
But, yeah, but the thing is, when you're a member,
yes,
they tell you about what's going on.
Yep, yep.
And SAG is doing a lot more than it did.
Yes, you know, I think that's great.
Different organizations out, you know.
Yeah.
Because the actors in, you know, from the 30s to 40s to 50s had no money.
Oh, I know.
That's when you had all these acts come in, you know.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's just sad that it had to get to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think of about women in the industry? We're hearing a lot of production companies have women that are producers, directors.
Yep, yep.
That's great.
Part of the scene writers.
I am all for it. I think it's wonderful.
Are you seeing more of that?
I'm seeing more of it, and I want to keep seeing more and more of it, because I absolutely think it's about time. It's been about time, you know, for a long time. And there's so many talented women out there who have a great, perspective and a story to tell. Why not? You know, why not? I mean, we need to be as open to everyone's interpretation as we can. You know, that's what makes it interesting, I think.
Well, see, Candy? Those are the questions, because those are really what the academy, when you go to the meetings, people tell you, they go, well, we're doing this, they got to do more.
Yeah.
And what about minorities?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, everybody has a story, and I think that it makes it more interesting when you hear everybody's perspective. I think it's been too long. Everything in Hollywood's been very controlled in just one way or the highway, and it's not working for anybody anymore, because I think we're so evolving more and more,
right?
You know,
it's
because
true.
Of social media and whatnot. There's a whole big world out there, and there's so
we
many stories
that.
To tell. Yeah, you got to change it up and open it to everybody's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a whole different 100%. World. It really is.
Absolutely.
Because I bring it up because the Academy Awards every year.
Yep. Oh.
Women are standing up.
Yeah.
For to get more support.
Yes. Yes. Because so few of the nominees have been female that it's like oh my god, especially for director. You know how many female directors?
Not too many.
Not too many at all. I mean, it's been very few, very very few.
Or what they should do is focus on a situation where they go out there and support each other. That's what I think they're doing now.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I saw it in Cannes Film Festival, the whole thing when the women did this, they did that solidarity,
This,
and when everybody was wearing black to the Golden Globes, that was the solidarity thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like we need to, I mean, maybe the Me Too thing had to happen because of that, you know, but now I think women are feeling like it's okay to come together more and more. And because we've all had our stories and we've all
definitely.
A lot of stories.
Now, Candy, how did you meet her?
Oh, I met her through cosmetic line. cosmetic line.
Our mutual friends.
Yes.
We met at a Starbucks.
Yeah, it's actually
there you
Starbucks.
Go. It's an LA story. Right there.
Always the mutual friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never forgot her. Oh, I have a picture with her in my wall.
Yeah,
actually.
Oh,
I
that
do.
Was great. Yeah, we had a big group of people that day. That was like an afternoon.
Yeah. You want to give the
time
product
I had
out?
Braces too.
Yeah, looks great.
You want to give the product out?
No, I don't have no braces. I took them off. I was done with them.
No, but the product.
You want it was by what's her name? I forgot her name.
It was Paulette.
Paulette. There you go, Paulette. Yeah. She's from France.
Yeah.
And she has this cosmetic line. I mean, it's really good. It's really good. Okay. I
bought people out there listening.
Paulette.
Is there a website?
I don't know. I don't know it.
You know what? Next time. If she goes to
Let me thing. Look her up. I'll look her for you.
She can look her up. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's cool.
Yeah.
No, but she has a good cosmetic line. I mean, nothing beats MAC or Sephora.
Yeah, do you have any questions for her? I'm going to say you're a full journalist.
You answer all the questions?
See, I ask questions. I'm very good.
You're the responsible guy.
I've been doing this for 30-something years.
I really like her volunteering her animals because I wanted to do that kind of thing.
Why?
Because I love animals.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I love animals. She said volunteer, and I said, you know what? I actually want to do that because I actually want to help women in the world.
Right.
I have a lot of testimony. I can. Awesome. Oh, my God. I have hundreds. And my life has been like rock up and down.
Well, roll. You know,
yeah,
things
just
roll happen.
That can happen, you know? And I really want to introduce that to Hollywood because, like she said, it's like a one-way street. And we need to like move that one-way street to 8 or 9-way street.
Well, you need to educate people. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. The women out there. You know? There's a lot of women that need our...
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, and also, we're hearing about, like, Demi Lovato.
Yes.
That's an example.
I mean, we can help her. I mean, it's sad that she went through that, but why did she go through that? There's a reason.
Well, yeah, well, she, you know...
I mean, you make...
Horrible.
I mean, she made all that money. Why be sad?
It's not the money. I think it's people.
It has to be inside.
You can make
something
all
inside.
The money they want,
but that's why people get
drunk.
Good. That's why people take drugs because there's something that's hurting them inside, and they comfort themselves with drugs.
Yeah, but you still got to support them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but I mean, I think it's good now that we've seen, and I know it's been so sad that we have had so many unfortunate suicides due to the opioids. Well,
you had the guy from Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand that one.
No, I think everybody was.
And then David Spader's sister-in-law,
Kate Spade.
She made the purses, right?
Yeah, purses. She was very successful. I mean, all these people are very successful, and so we, from the outside, say, "How is this possible?"
Well, Anthony Bourdain, I think he had a death wish because people have told me that he would change his whole personality. Because I think when you do a show like he was doing, he needed downtime.
Of course.
And you need to get someone else up.
Yeah.
Because what the networks were doing was, because CNN was looking for ratings, they pushed him, and I think that wasn't a good
move. It was too much,
You know, and then the other one, the one with the purses, she had a nice marriage, she had kids,
absolutely.
And it happened. So. Yeah. You know, it's a horrible thing when that happens, but it does.
Look at Karen. See, I looked as a journalist.
We'll see.
It's Paulette
Marquette.
I kid you. It's called Ready Lady, remember?
Ready Lady.
Lady Beauty.
All right. See? We're going to do is, well, thank you very much.
What iPhones can
we're
do.
We're going to end on that note because what we're going to do is our show ended. We got most of the points in. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And then we'll have you back.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have something else, please. You can come on.
Love
and
it.
I was going to say to the folks, next week we're going to talk about Sedona trip. We're going to take a trip to Sedona. Have you been there?
My dad lives there. I love it.
Oh, it's nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Isn't it nice?
It's
a vortex.
One of my favorite places
in the world.
Yeah, vortex.
Have you been to New Mexico?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Those are places we're going to go. You been to Vegas?
Of course.
Never been.
Hey, you're to Vegas.
Vegas.
Hey, California, you go to Vegas. You don't win, but you have fun.
Yes.
Anyway, next week's show we're going to do... talk about Sedona. We're going to talk about all these places. And we're going to talk about the world of the Trump journalism, where people are not allowed to ask the president questions, which is kind of nuts.
Yeah.
And I've been covering what's been going on. And I don't think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Freedom of speech.
Yeah. We got to be careful with that.
That's
I know, right? Well, no, you should be able to ask
anything
the
you
president.
Want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think this guy, I have a feeling something's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be within the year because there's some more he's lying.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a president lying constantly and he has no... He's like, you know when people lie and lie, they don't know what they're doing? He's absorbed by the lies.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand why someone says, you know what, you better see a shrink, you better get your act together. Because it's compulsive.
Right. Well, piles up, you know, lies.
It's like a volcano.
And he's in a position... where whatever he says, I can't believe.
I don't believe anything.
And that's what people
says.
Are doing now. They're not believing it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, you know, because this is supposed to be our commander in chief.
Yeah, he did a lot of talking.
Our commander and thief.
Commander
and thief. That's my
that's
new
one.
Anyway, we thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
And as we say in this wonderful world, good night from Los Angeles.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.